Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
So the burger van is just over there, and my mother is serving strawberries and cream in the gazebo, if you fancy an early lunch.
Right.
Hi, Adam.
Hi.
It all go well?
Yeah. Do you know if there's anyone waiting?
Not so far as I'm aware. A pretty poor turnout, isn't it?
I wouldn't say that.
I would. I mean, how many did you take on your last trip? 8?
The trailer doesn't carry many more.
No, but they were hardly queuing round the block to get a spot, were they?
No.
Seems to me we've gone to a lot of effort for not many people.
We've got all day. It's early. People may have gone to church or having lunch before they come out.
Well, they may have gone to Brookfield. I always said it was short notice to change the venue.
But even if they have, David's just sending them on here. I don't think that'll be a problem.
Well, I hope not. I should be really fed up if we don't do as well as Brookfield did after all the work we put in.
Brian, it's not a competition.
If you say so. But we've got so much more to offer, you'd expect us to attract more people.
And we are. Look.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a minibus. I'm impressed. And the sun has come out. They did say it would brighten up this afternoon.
Yes. Well, it's a start.
Well, why don't you go and welcome them? You'll do it so well.
It's nice sitting here now the sun's come out.
Yeah, it is.
Gives you a chance to relax, which you could do with.
Suppose I could.
You certainly needn't have been stressed about us not providing enough stewards. We've hardly been busy.
It'll pick up as the day goes on. That's what happened at Brookfield last year.
And now the weather's brightened up a bit.
There'll be lots more people coming to look at the wheat.
And trampling it down if we don't stop them.
I don't know where that guy thought he was going.
Gave us something to do. Oh, not that I'm complaining. It's nice to have a bit of time alone with you.
Yeah, for me too. Oh, I can't wait for exams to be over.
I know.
We really should start planning this holiday we talked about.
We should. You're still up for that then?
Of course I am.
You haven't mentioned it lately.
That isn't because I've gone off the idea. I'd love to go away with you.
Me too. Obviously, neither of us can go away in August.
Obviously.
What about September then? Before you go to uni?
If I get there.
Of course you will. If you find out when Freshers Week is, we can work backwards from that.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Gives me a chance to work over the summer and save up.
Exactly.
I have got the money from that Barcelona trip that fell through at Easter, but I don't think that'll be enough.
Well, it's a start, though. Has Elizabeth got back to you yet about working at Lower Loxley?
No.
I thought she was going to ask, what's the name? Lorna, to get in touch with you.
That's what she said, but I haven't heard from her.
It's been a couple of weeks, hasn't it? Maybe you should jog her memory.
Maybe.
Probably just slipped her mind.
I don't know. The way things are between her and my dad. Maybe she just doesn't want me to work there.
I'm sure that's not true.
But she's really angry with Dad.
She told you things were all right between you a couple of weeks ago, didn't she? You mustn't worry. Just jog her memory.
You're right. I should speak to her again.
Yes. So, when are you going to do it?
Oh, no pressure then.
I want us to have this holiday.
Yeah, so I've gathered.
And I want you to stop worrying that your aunt's fallen out with you.
It would be nice to know we're still okay. Friday then, when I finish my exams for the week.
And this is where we keep our deer. Thanks, Jeff. Now, if you look over there, you can see the hinds with their new calves. Yeah, they are very sweet.
They're just like Bambi.
Well, I hope not, Usha. We do try to make sure that nothing dreadful happens to their mothers.
Is something the matter with that one, though?
Which one?
Over there, the one pacing up and down the fence furthest away from us.
Oh, yeah. No, she hasn't had a calf yet. Most of the deer have calved, but there are a few left still to go. She's about to give birth. That's why she's separated herself from the herd.
I see. Well, should you go and help her then, or fetch someone?
No. Deer rarely need help. It's best usually to leave them to their own devices. They're not like cows or sheep.
Or people. Sorry, my stepdaughter's a midwife. I take a professional interest.
You could tell Amy that after the hind has calved and given the offspring its first feed, she'll leave it behind a tree or a mound of grass for hours at a time.
Good heavens.
Oh, she'll come back to check on it, of course, but she won't introduce it to the rest of the herd for a week or more.
How fascinating. I bet some of Amy's new mums wish their babies were so easy to park.
They're fascinating creatures, dear. Far less determined than sheep to get themselves into trouble.
Are sheep well known for that?
Well, most farmers will tell you they've got a death wish. I mean, they do find creative ways of getting into trouble. But I reckon they're more intelligent than they're given credit for. Now, I'm going to take you next to look at some that are still at the cute and lovable stage. We're going to see some lambs. Thanks, Jeff!
Tom's burgers, you cannot beat them.
They are good.
I'm sure he must add some sort of magic ingredient, but he says not. They're completely addictive.
Yeah, we're not the only ones who think so. Look at that queue.
Yeah, he is doing very well.
Better than the venison. All the strawberries and cream, definitely.
Well, strawberries and cream are more of a tea time thing, aren't they?
Yeah, good point. We can have some later.
And people won't go to the venison stall until they're just about to go home. They're more likely to take some for the freezer. Nose carrying it round all day.
There's certainly a lot more people here now, just like you said there would be.
That's because I'm always right. Haven't you realised that by now?
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah, sorry, I forgot.
It's all right, I'll forgive you.
Hey, you two, I thought you came here to steward, not canoodle.
Canoodle? Dad, please.
Afternoon, David. We are on our lunch break.
I was only teasing.
Well, we should be teasing you. What are you doing here?
Well, I just thought,
you couldn't keep away, could you?
Well, I wanted to make sure I hadn't landed Brian in it.
Oh, yeah, right.
But it all seems to be going remarkably well.
It does.
No need to sound so disappointed.
I'm not. If I hadn't thought they put on a good show, I wouldn't have asked them.
Of course you wouldn't.
Yeah. Okay, Brian's not the same kind of farmer as I am. Obviously, people aren't going to get the Brookfield experience.
And obviously, that's unique.
But, it's good for people to experience different types of farming.
As long as they know that ours is the best.
Well, we did our bit the last few years. Now it's Brian's turn.
Yeah, you had to push him into it.
Didn't take much pushing.
He seems to be enjoying it now, anyway.
Yeah, so I see.
Look at him waiting to pounce on those people the minute they get down from the trailer.
And you can enjoy yourself too, Dad. Go and see what he's saying to them.
Yeah, all right.
Yes, that's a very interesting question. I'll just repeat it in case anyone didn't hear. What kind of yields do I hope to get from my crops? The short answer to that is high ones.
Yeah, only if you spray them.
Yeah, we do use sprays to control weeds and pests, and I don't feel the need to apologise for it. Organic farmers use them too, just different ones. And we're not stupid, they're expensive, so we use as little as we can get away with, but the world needs all the food it can produce, believe me. I spent many years in Africa, so I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, right.
I appreciate what you're saying, Adam, but wouldn't it be better if we all consumed less and wasted less so you didn't have to farm like this?
Yeah, of course it would, but I don't think that means we wouldn't have to maximise yields. We're talking about a very hungry world, and if the predictions about how many more mouths there will be to feed are right, we really will need every last grain.
I wonder if I could just comment on that, Adam.
Oh, of course. This is my stepfather, ladies and gentlemen, Brian Aldridge. And as you can see from his grey hair and wrinkles, he's been in farming a very long time.
Oh, thanks for that, Adam.
You're welcome.
Not quite the introduction I was looking for, but...
No, I meant you have a wealth of experience. Do you want a hand up? There we go.
Right. Well, you don't have to take our word for it. The figures are all out there about population growth and food production, but I wouldn't want you to get the wrong idea about the way we farm here. It's not just the organic boys on the little family farms that look after the birds and the bugs, you know. We do our bit, and we're very proud of it. We've even got a healthy population of grey partridges now.
Yeah, so you can shoot them?
No, sir, we rear pheasants to shoot.
What, you don't shoot the wild partridges, then?
Indeed we don't. As I said, we rear pheasants to shoot, and very tasty they are, too. The point I'm trying to make is that maximising yields doesn't mean not caring about the environment or wildlife, but you do have to care about people, too. And farmers have to make a profit, Or we won't be here to do either.
Well, some small farms seem to do all right.
Yes, yeah, and good luck to them. We've all got our own ways of doing things. But I imagine you think this farm's pretty big.
And of course, for the area, it is.
You think we're farming on a grand scale here, you should look at my Hungarian operation, which my daughter helps to run. We really are doing our bit to feed the world there, and we're proud to be doing it. I mean, it's not easy, you know.
Thanks, Brian, thanks. But I'm conscious people may be wanting their lunch, so perhaps you could answer any other questions people might have over burgers and strawberries. Thank you, everyone, for being such an appreciative audience.
Well, thank you.
Right, well, this way, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you for that, Isha.
I meant it. That was really fascinating.
Well, I'm glad you thought so.
I did, and I came because I was at a bit of a loose end. Alan's over in Darrington today.
Ah, I see.
And it's been really thought-provoking.
Hi, Isha. Adam.
Hi.
Oh, David, good. Now, hang on a minute. I'm just getting down.
All right.
Me too. Stretch my legs before the next lot.
Can you tell Ruth, Alan and I would love to come over next week?
Both for this joint birthday bash. Good.
Whose birthday is it?
Ruth's and mine.
Ah.
What have you got planned?
Oh, well, Pip's doing all the organising. She's making a cake with Mum, and she helped Ben and Josh get a present.
Ah, well, maybe I'd better consult her, too.
Well, she's over by the burger van with Spencer.
Great. See you later.
All right.
Bye. David, I was wondering if you could do me a favour.
Yeah, of course. One good turn deserves another.
Oh, right. Well, this guy I had on the trip before wanted to know more about sheep. I said I'd chat to him when I came back now, but I haven't got the time.
What, you want me to see him for you?
Well, would you mind? I said I'd meet him at the gazebo at 1:30. Tall chap, red hair, Toby something.
David. Right. I thought I spotted you lurking in the crowd.
Yes, well, I was enjoying your propaganda. Sorry, lecture on big farming.
I was only answering questions.
I know. Right, I better go and find this chap of yours, Adam.
Yeah, great. Thanks again.
At least I can do. Bye.
Bye. I knew he'd turn up. Just had to check us out.
We're doing all right. You seem to be enjoying yourself. Not such a waste of time.
Well, not now so many people have turned up. No. Jenny's rushed off her feet.
I thought Kate was helping her.
No. She's far too busy searching South African schools for Phoebe. As Roy's coming around tomorrow.
Getting serious, then?
Well, who knows?
I bet Mum isn't very happy about that.
No, but we're going to visit some schools ourselves this week, see if they'll do for Rory. Oh. That should take her mind off it.
Evening, Kathy.
Oh, hi, Hayley. Oh, are you having a party?
Oh, no, Vicky's coming round. We're doing some planning for Phoebe's birthday. Thought I'd better stock up on her favourite nibbles to keep her sweet.
Vicky?
No, Phoebe.
Got big ideas, has she?
Oh, not really. We're having a disco at the village hall. It's just planning can be a bit boring.
It doesn't sound boring to me.
Phoebe's going to play all the music she wants for the party to us tonight, so that should keep her happy.
If not you, sounds like you might be the ones who need the treats.
Well, she'll do that while Vicky and I sort out the catering, so hopefully it'll just be background music.
Jamie doesn't do background music. He's a great fan of turning up the bass.
Oh, how's he getting on? He's been doing his GCSEs, hasn't he?
The last one today, so we're both celebrating.
Together? That's nice.
No, he's going out with his mates and I'm having Pat and Tony round to supper.
Lovely.
Well, I've had so many meals off them, it's about time I repaid their hospitality.
That'll be company for you if Jamie's going out.
Yeah. Oh, thought I'd got everything organised, and then when I came to do the salad dressing, I realised I was clean out of olive oil.
Thank goodness for the village shop, eh?
Yeah. I'd better get in before Susan closes.
And have a nice evening.
Yeah, you too. Oh, what's Roy's contribution to all this? Is he doing the DJing?
Oh, no. Phoebe would die. He's out, actually.
Very wise.
It isn't very convenient, but he needs to see Kate.
So, this is the high school.
Buildings look okay.
More than okay. It's a Model C school.
What does that mean?
It's a good school. Under apartheid, it was white only, but...
What, it isn't anymore?
No. All that's gone, of course. It has a very good mix of children now.
Right.
And it's got brilliant facilities.
Right.
South Africa has one of the highest rates of investment in education in the world.
Yeah, but I'm glad to hear it.
20% of state income goes on it. And when you think of how far the country has come in such a short time...
Oh, well, fantastic. But I didn't come here for a history lesson or a lecture in politics.
I'm only trying to explain.
Look, this is my daughter that we're talking about.
Our daughter.
Yeah. Would she be happy?
Do you think I'd be suggesting this if I thought she wouldn't be?
Well, you might be letting your enthusiasm for your new country run away with you. I mean, think of it from Phoebe's point of view.
I am.
But sometimes children who are different in any school or any country run the risk of being singled out or even bullied.
She won't be that different, Roy. I promise you, none of that will happen.
Well, even if it doesn't, I mean, everything's bound to seem very different to her.
No, it won't. That's what I'm trying to tell you. These schools, they're more like our church schools or old grammar schools. I think the cathedral school with sunshine. It won't seem strange to Phoebe at all.
Yeah, except that she's not at the cathedral school.
Oh, Roy.
I just don't want her to fall behind.
She won't. This is a wonderful opportunity for her, and if anything, she'll be ahead.
Oh, it's nice to be able to sit down in the garden and relax, isn't it?
It is. Thank you for asking us.
Thank you for coming.
So, where's Jamie? Is he off out?
You must be joking. He's in his room getting ready. I don't suppose we'll see him for hours.
Oh, you must be relieved his exams are over.
Yeah, I am.
And you got him to the end of them without any major incidents. Well done.
I wouldn't quite say that. He did miss one of his RS papers last week.
Oh dear, why was that?
Oh, it was Sid's birthday.
Ah.
I mean, the irony was the anniversary of his death was the day before. I was all geared up for trouble then.
Yeah.
Birthdays are hard. I remember our first New Year without John. Well, it has to be gone through.
So, what happened exactly?
He didn't turn up for it. The school rang, of course. I couldn't think where he could be.
Did you find him?
Yes, at the cricket pavilion.
Ah.
So, what did you do?
We just sat and remembered Sid.
Oh, Cathy, I'm sure that was a good thing to do.
Yeah, it was.
More important than an exam.
Of course. Only, well, it was one of his better subjects.
Can't be helped.
No. And he seems quite pleased with how his ICT went today. So we're looking forward now.
You've done an incredible job with him. You should be proud.
Don't know about that. It's true, I wouldn't have put money on him turning up for any of his exams 6 months ago.
So, what next for him?
He still says he doesn't want to go on to sixth form college.
But you're hoping he'll change his mind?
Maybe. A lot of his mates are going. Well, we'll see how his grades turn out. Anyway, you must be starving by now. Would you like to come in and eat?
Let me see if I've got this right. In South Africa, the school year runs from January to December.
Yes. It's the Southern Hemisphere, so all the seasons are the other way around to us.
Yeah, well, I knew that. I just hadn't thought it through. So, Phoebe would be in year 7 like she is here?
Yes. But as I said, then she'd move on to year 8 with Mandisa at the high school.
Right. So, the holidays are different then?
Yes. When she arrives, they'll actually be in the middle of term.
Oh, will they?
There's a holiday at the end of September.
Right.
And a big one at Christmas. 5 weeks.
5 weeks?
Yes, because it's our summer.
What, so she could come home then, to visit anyway?
She could, but...
Well, come on now, Kate. I mean, you know I'm seriously considering this. You've got to give me something.
No, I was going to say, Phoebe told me she'd like to spend Christmas in South Africa. See what it was like.
Oh.
And it is our summer. It would be a shame for her to miss that.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you could come out. We'd love to have you.
Oh, come on, money, Kate. We're not all being bankrolled by Brian.
No.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that.
That's all right.
I mean, this is such a big thing you're asking.
I'm not asking this for myself. All this is coming from Phoebe. I'm not trying to steal her away.
No?
No. I understand why you might find that hard to believe. Mm. Maybe I haven't always been as sensitive as I should be to you and Hayley when I've been visiting.
Well, no, maybe you haven't.
But it's because Phoebe and I get so little time together. It distorts everything.
Yeah, it was your choice, Kate.
I know it was. Roy, this year has been so precious to me. And Phoebe, you know it has.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
And I'm so grateful. You know, I truly am. To you and Hayley for letting that happen.
Look, we want what's best for Phoebe.
And so do I. She wants this so much, Roy. You know she does. Can't you and Hayley be generous for a little while longer? For Phoebe's sake.
Can I top up your coffee?
Oh, yeah, perhaps just half a cup.
How about you, Tony?
Oh, no, I'm fine, thanks.
So how are you getting on with the book club selection? Usha said it was quite rancy.
I suppose it is.
It must be. Usha said Caroline read it and now she's not coming to the meeting.
Isn't she?
Oh, that's surprising. I never put Caroline down as a prude.
Well, maybe she's just got something else on.
Well, what do you make of it anyway?
Well, I'm only halfway through.
Pat thinks it might be based on real people.
Oh, and I only said it might be.
Real people? Well, how would you know? You mean famous people?
Oh, or... no.
She's a local author.
Oh, people round here. Mm. Oh, how fascinating.
Well, some of it does seem a bit familiar.
Oh, does it? Well, who do you think it's based on?
I don't think I should say.
No, that's no good. She won't even tell me.
I could be wrong. Could just be a coincidence.
Oh, go on. Give us a hint.
No, you'll have to read it for yourself.
I'll just ask Susan. I'm sure she won't be so discreet.
Well, she hasn't started it. Emma borrowed her copy.
Oh, how are Helen and Henry?
Oh, they're fine. So lovely to have them with us.
Yes. Is she thinking of going back to work at all?
Well, Kirsty's coming over tomorrow. They're going to discuss a few options.
Yeah, well, talking of work, it's been a lovely evening, but I've got carrots to weed in the morning.
Hi, everyone.
Oh, hi, Jamie. Don't you look nice?
Oh, don't embarrass the boy, Pat.
Well, he does.
On your way out then, love?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, you're just going out and we're just thinking about going to bed.
That's because we're old, Tony.
Have a lovely evening.
I will. You haven't forgotten I'm staying over with Marty, have you?
No, I know.
So you don't have to worry about me waking you up when I come home.
Very considerate.
And I might stay there tomorrow. Get back for tea. Is that okay?
Yeah, of course. You just enjoy yourself.
Oh, thank you. And night, everybody.
Night, Jamie.
Oh, that was nice.
Getting a few pleasant words out of him.
You must be pleased. Seems like you've really turned a corner.
At last. Didn't expect you to be this late.
There's a lot to talk about.
No, doesn't take very long to say.
Oh, love. You know that we're a long way past that.
Are we? Because Kate says so.
No, because Phoebe does.
Don't tell me Kate's talked you round. You were supposed to be going there to find good reasons why Phoebe can't possibly go.
But I never said that. I was going to find out about school.
Exactly. Surely, when you saw where Kate was planning to send her, I can just imagine...
No, you can't. I mean, the high school is as good as Borchester Green, I mean, if not better.
Better?
Well, apparently, South Africa spends, 20% of its state funding on education.
I knew it. She's brainwashed you. This is Kate talking.
You wanted to know about the school.
She's manipulated you into agreeing with her, just like she always does.
No, it wasn't like that. She's thinking about Phoebe.
She's thinking about Kate. I'm thinking about Phoebe.
Oh, I know you are, but...
I've loved her, cared for her for 13 years. Don't I get a say in this? I've mothered her, not Kate.
Hayley, if Phoebe wants to spend time with Kate...
She always wants to spend time with her, and it always goes horribly wrong. And then we always have to pick up the pieces.
Not always.
No! What about when she got back from South Africa last time? And that was just after 3 weeks. Think what she'll be like after a year.
Well, think what she'll be like if she doesn't go. I don't think she'll ever forgive us.
It's such a long time.
Oh, I know. But I honestly think it might be a great opportunity for her.
I suppose it isn't. Suppose she hates it.
Well, she can come home. She might even be able to visit us at Christmas.
Visit us? For a few weeks out of a whole year?
Well, that's all Kate has.
That was her choice. This isn't mine.
No. But it's Phoebe's.
Afternoon, Kirsty.
Oh, hi, Oliver. Not often we see you in here. It's usually Caroline.
Well, I was supposed to be meeting her for lunch, and then we were going to have an afternoon out.
Oh, but she couldn't make it.
Oh, well, something came up at work. Always seems to these days. Anyway, as I was in Borchester, I thought I might as well do something useful for her. Yeah, I mean for us.
Well, do you know what you need to buy, or did Caroline have to give you a list?
The latter, I'm afraid. She dictated one. I don't know what half of the things on it are.
Well, give it to me. I'll find them for you.
Well, that's jolly kind of you. You must think I'm really useless.
Oh, no. It's my day for being helpful.
Huh?
Hayley was in earlier. She really wasn't with it today.
Oh, something on her mind, perhaps.
Maybe. Oh, could you just pass me that packet of brown rice?
Yeah, which one?
In the green packet. Thanks.
Well, look, I hope I'm not keeping you from something more important. You must be busy yourself with Helen not back at work yet.
Oh, Tamsin's been great. She's not just a shell stacker.
She's Helen's maternity care, isn't she?
Yes.
Here, let me get this for you.
Oh, thanks.
There we are.
Helen's always saying she should have hired someone taller. Doesn't matter when she's here.
Will she be coming back soon, do you think?
Oh, I don't know. I'm going over there this afternoon to discuss that, but it wouldn't surprise me if she wanted more time with Henry.
Well, she's really taken to motherhood, isn't she?
Oh, yeah. Surprised everyone, I think, including herself. Oh, can I just get past you to the sources?
Yeah, of course, sorry.
We're going to take a look at the ecosystem while I'm up there.
Well, that should be interesting.
It's really coming on. Patrick's going to do a bird survey.
Well, you've got a lovely afternoon for it.
Yeah. So what are you going to do with yourself? Not more chores?
Might go and see Ed.
Hi, Mum.
Oh, hi, love. Nice to see you.
Can I bring Henry to the carrot weeding? Lazy weeder might amuse him.
Did it?
I don't know. He's asleep. I see you're taking a break.
Oh, I've done my share. Tom's helping Tony now.
That book must be really gripping. You obviously can't put it down.
I wish I could. The more I read, the worse it gets.
It's an odd book for Jennifer to choose, then.
Very odd. I can't believe she read it first.
And do you still think it's based on local people?
More and more. It's going to be an interesting meeting. Oh, excuse me.
Your late night catching up with you. Must have been, at least 11 o'clock when you got back.
And Jamie was just going out.
Oh, I remember those days. For all that to come.
Not for a long while yet.
Well, maybe not ever. My Henry's such a good boy.
Well, to be fair, it looks as if Jamie's coming out of his difficult phase.
Not before time.
It was a lovely evening. Haven't seen Kathy that relaxed for a long time.
Good. She deserves a break.
Yeah.
And so do you. All this hasn't been easy on you either.
I just hope I was a good friend.
You are.
She and your dad were getting on really well last night. That was one of the nice things. You always liked Kathy.
You just got jealous when she was taking up all your time.
Yeah, well, hopefully we've moved out of that phase.
Yeah, we can have lots of cosy nights together.
Oh, I don't know about that. Tony's done nothing but complain how tired he is.
Oh, dear.
He and Tom are a pair.
Well, why is Tom tired?
Oh, it's this new tenant of Lillian's, the one who's moved in next door.
Oh, the one with the dog.
And the motorbike. Which he spends every evening tinkering with and revving the throttle, apparently.
Oh, not all night, surely.
Late enough. And these light nights, Tom and Brenda like to sit out in the garden.
Yeah, I can see that's not very relaxing.
And as soon as the bike stops, the dog starts.
They should tell Lillian.
Oh, Brenda's going to. Anyway, I suppose I'd better get on. I don't think I can take another chapter of this.
And I'd better get up to the wetlands.
Oh, is that where you're meeting Kirsty?
Yeah.
I'm glad you've decided what you want to do about work.
So am I. I just hope Kirsty's okay with it.
Afternoon, Ed.
Hello, Oliver.
Something the matter with her?
She's just a bit off colour, that's all.
Well, you must be worried. To pen her separately.
Just keeping an eye on her. She's been off her feed.
She's one of your best milkers, isn't she? Can you call the vet out?
No, there's no need. There's no point in wasting money unless we have to.
Are you sure?
I am. Her dad agrees with me. Did you want anything special, Oliver?
No, I'm just passing.
Only I'm going to be starting milking in a minute.
Oh, of course. Listen, I won't keep you. Just thought I'd, see how things were going.
Yeah, they're fine.
Can't be easy with the new baby and everything.
We're coping.
Only I bumped into David last week and, we got chatting. He's got his hand.
Yeah, I know. I said I'd give him a hand with that.
Well, you did mention that.
But Em was having a bad week with Kira. She was exhausted. I had to help out, didn't I?
Yeah, well, of course you did. Well, I admire you young chaps for being such hands-on fathers, not like you might do.
Yeah, things change.
Must be hard to concentrate on your work when you're having a lot of broken nights. I couldn't do it.
Anyway, look, if you'll excuse me, I've got milking to do.
Don't the irises look lovely?
Oh, it's just a sea of yellow, isn't it?
And the purple loosestrife makes such a nice contrast.
The reeds have done really well. It's only a year since we put them in.
Patrick's looking forward to doing the bird survey.
Oh, I'm pleased he can find the time.
Oh, he'll make time. In the next couple of weeks. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's fine. I think someone's waking up at last.
Oh. Hello, Henry. Do you want to look at the pretty flowers?
Oh, he'll love the colours. Just get him out. Oh, there we are. Isn't that pretty?
Oh, he really does like them.
It's much more interesting than the boring old carrot weeding, isn't it? Don't blame me for sleeping through that. Now, which one do you like best?
Oh, Helen.
Let Mummy show you. Right, the purple ones or the yellow ones? Yes, I like those best too.
He really is taking an interest, isn't he?
Of course. I know I'm a bit biased.
Oh, just a bit.
He's so fascinating. He changes and develops every day, so...
You won't be coming back yet?
Oh, not for another 6 months. Is that okay?
Oh, it's fine, Helen. It's what I expected you to say.
Are you sure? You've done such a good job, Kirsty. I'd be very happy to let you just get on with it. But if that's not what you want...
Oh, then... it is. Well, this little fella needs you much more than I do.
Thank you. We'll need to sort out the details, of course.
Of course. But in principle, it's fine.
Love? Mm. Oh, sorry. Mm. Sorry.
What?
Didn't mean to disturb you if you were having a nap.
No, it's okay. I finally got Kira off, so I sat down to watch TV with Georgie. You know he loves this.
Yeah.
Where's he gone?
Oh, it's okay. He's out in the kitchen.
Oh, he's just resting my eyes.
Right, you can have a lie down if you want. I can sit with George and the baby.
No, I'm comfy here. What are you doing back anyway?
I needed a break. I've had a pig of a day.
Tell me about it. Kira only stopped crying to feed.
One of my best milkers is off colour.
And how she feels. Oh, you haven't had to call the vet out, have you?
No. Dad thought it would be a waste of money.
Good. Any spare cash is going on a new cot.
What? Well, that old one of George's do.
No, it won't. It was secondhand when he had it.
Yeah, I know.
Well, don't you want Kira to have something nice?
Well, she's only going to sleep in it.
Charming. So is that all this bothering you, this cow?
No, Oliver turned up as well.
Again? He must be bored.
He might be. I've got work to do.
Is that what you told him?
Kind of, yeah. I was a bit short with him.
Ed.
All right. Well, I feel bad about it now.
That's all we need, you falling out with Oliver.
I haven't. I just feel like he's checking up on me.
Why, what'd he say?
Well, he asked me if I was going to get the vet out for the cow.
So did I.
Yeah, but it was the way he did it. And then there was this dig about me not helping David get his hay in.
He actually said you should have?
Well, not in so many words.
Not in any words, you're paranoid.
You weren't there. And he said things must be hard for me at the moment with the new baby.
Not only for you. That's just stating a fact.
Yeah, he thinks I'm not coping. I know he does.
If you want to see someone not coping, send him round here.
If he's at a loose end, he's very welcome to give me a hand.
I do my bit.
I never said you didn't.
Oliver implied I shouldn't be.
Oh, now I'm angry with him. What the cheek? What did he say?
Well, he said he admired what hands-on fathers we young chaps were these days.
Ed? Well, that's a compliment. The man says something nice to you and you send him away with a flea in his ear.
I told you I felt bad about it. I'm coming for a bit of sympathy, aren't
you? You want sympathy? You've got people telling you what a great job you're doing. I'm just here all day with a crying baby. Oliver would probably give you a bit of help if you let him.
I don't need his help.
Good, because now you've bitten his head off just passing the time of day with
him. Didn't bite his head off.
Then what are you feeling so guilty for?
I wasn't until you started having a go at me.
Oh, right, so I'm a nag now, am I?
I never said that. All of...
Now look what you've done.
So Tamsin will be all right to stay on?
Oh, delighted. She was hoping it'd work out like that.
Good. We can still have our regular meetings, of course. Mm. I want to stay in the loop.
Of course.
And if you need support of any kind...
I'll ask. Don't worry.
Good. Then that's all settled.
I presume you'll be staying here with your mum and dad, then?
Yeah. I don't think they'd let me take Henry away now.
So what are you going to do about the flat?
Oh, I'm giving it up to cut down on my outgoings. But one of the good things about being here is I can start making cheese again.
And your mum can have Henry. Perfect.
Yeah. So, what's the gossip? I'm a bit out of the loop.
Oh, well, there's a bit of a love triangle developing between Jazza, Harry, and one of the pickers, Zofia.
Sounds intriguing. Who's winning?
Oh, no one.
Afternoon, ladies.
Oh, hi there, Oliver. Nice to see you.
I hope you don't mind me coming up, but Kirsty gave me such a vivid description.
See how right I was.
That's fine. We're delighted to show it off to people.
Well, it is looking splendid. I'm glad I came.
You decided not to go and see Ed, then?
Well, I did, but it was rather a short visit.
Was he busy?
About to start milking. He was rather thoughtless on me.
Oh, I'm sure he didn't mind.
Well, I rather think he did. Seemed to have upset him, though I don't quite know how.
You sure? Ed's usually so easygoing.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I'm rather perturbed by it.
Nobody's easygoing when there's a small baby in the house.
You really think that's all it is?
All? Just knowing you're not going to get uninterrupted sleep, well, that's tiring before you start.
Yeah, I feel exhausted just thinking about it.
You get things completely out of proportion.
Well, I hope it is just that.
It will be. You really shouldn't take it to heart.
This is going to be an interesting meeting.
I gather you haven't changed your mind.
Absolutely not, yeah. It'd be madness to go for an early completion date, as I said to you before.
How did you and Jennifer get on looking at those schools for Rory?
Oh, very well.
Did you manage to see both of them?
Yes, yeah, and they're both great. Small classes. All the facilities you'd expect.
Right.
Plenty of sport, which pleases me.
But will it please Rory?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's one of the reasons we think you'd be better off at boarding school. Jenny and I just can't keep up with him.
So you were able to make a decision, or are you going to show him both and leave it up to him?
No. There was a clear winner.
Oh, yeah?
85 acres of land. Woods, little streams running through them.
Oh, sounds idyllic.
It is. And the children encouraged to play out there. Well, that's the kind of childhood we want for Rory.
I'm glad you found somewhere you liked.
Oh, so am I. It was the Catholic one, actually, so Bridget will be pleased too. Though it's very... takes everybody.
Ecumenical.
That's it.
Morning, everybody.
Oh, hi, Lillian.
Morning.
All ready to argue your case, Brian? Because I certainly am.
I'm surprised you've had time to put one together.
I've done more than that.
I thought you'd be too busy sorting out the problems with your new tenant.
Oh, is he causing trouble?
No.
One-man noise pollution zone, from what I hear.
I suppose you've been getting this from Brenda.
And Tom. He said she was going to take it up with you.
Oh, it's a storm in a teacup, darling. They'll get used to him. Now, I'm just going to grab a coffee before the fun starts.
Hi, Adam.
Oh, hi, Harry. What brings you up here?
I wanted a word with you, if that's all right.
Yeah, yeah.
Is this a good time? Because if it isn't...
No, it's fine. No, I thought I'd better have a walk round the wheat this morning, see how far off harvest is.
Oh.
But there's no rush. How can I help?
I wondered if there were any spare places on the picker's trip to Felpisham Pottery. I know it's short notice, but...
Loads. Yeah, no, I'd be grateful if you took one off my hands.
Oh, well, that's great.
Yeah, it hasn't proved very popular. Don't think we'll run it next year.
Well, Zofia's keen to go.
Ah. And that's the attraction, is it?
Well, not entirely. I enjoyed the trip to the theatre so much.
I'm glad someone did.
And I'm quite interested in China. My mum collects it, so I can tell her all about it.
Ah. So you won't have wasted your time even if Zofia doesn't come?
But she is, isn't she? She said that
she's coming. Yeah, she's coming. I'm just teasing you.
Oh, you must think I'm a real idiot.
Not at all.
Not very cool being so obvious.
Don't worry, your secret's safe with me. Actually, I think it's fairly safe from Zofia.
Well, good. Wouldn't like to think I'm being as crassly obvious as Jazza.
No, subtlety isn't his middle name.
Well, he's barking up the wrong tree this time. She was disgusted by his behaviour at the play.
Why? What did he do?
He fell asleep.
I thought someone was snoring.
Ruin the dramatic tension.
Well, I suppose he does have to get up very early.
Well, so do I. He should never have come. I mean, he spoilt Zofia's evening.
Really?
Yeah. She's a very cultured girl. It's one of the things we have in common.
Quite a looker too. That never hurts.
That may be what attracted Jazza.
I think it probably was.
But I can raise my gaze above her chest.
Into her beautiful blue eyes?
They are lovely, aren't they?
You can gaze at them or the pottery uninterrupted. Jazza hasn't signed up for this one.
Ah, good.
Yeah, I was relieved. The words bull and china shop do come to mind.
If I could just sit next to her on the coach.
Well, I can reserve a seat for you, maybe. If it would make the course of true love run a little smoother.
Oh, well, Adam, that'd be great.
Yeah, Zofia always sits at the front because she's the first aider. I'll just stick a reserve sign on the one next to her.
Oh, great, that's really kind.
Well, I'd rather the girls found nice English boyfriends rather than the tearaways they sometimes pick up.
Right.
And it's much better than them spending their time moping for the boys they left behind.
Oh, Zofia hasn't got a boyfriend back home.
Oh, you have done your research.
Jazza asked her. I don't know why, it doesn't usually bother him.
No.
He only wants a temporary fling.
Zofia will be going home at the end of the summer.
I'd keep in touch. I could go to Poland, get a job even.
Let's not run before we can walk, shall we, Harry? You go on this trip tomorrow, see what happens.
So the bottom line for me is that if we agree to go for this earlier deadline, not only will we incur higher building costs...
Yes, but Brian...
All right, Lillian, you'll have your turn in a minute.
Thank you, Annabelle. I was going to say, we could incur these higher building costs and still miss the deadline. And then we'd have to pay a substantial penalty. So in my opinion, it isn't worth the risk.
Thank you, Brian. That was very clearly put. Now, Lillian, I gather you disagree.
I most certainly do. Brian's case simply doesn't hold water. The bonus payment for vacating the site early will more than cover any extra costs involved. That's the whole point of the deal. And there's absolutely no reason at all to imagine we would miss the earlier deadline. The groundworks are proceeding well. There are no hidden problems demanding extra footing or anything like that.
Are you absolutely sure?
Yes, I am. I was talking to the site manager only yesterday. We went to a lot of trouble to find such an experienced man. Lord knows we're paying him enough. Let him work for his money.
Oh? Thank you both for putting your cases so succinctly. I think we can proceed to a vote now.
Oh, hi, darling. You come for coffee? I've just made a pot.
Great, thanks. Still hard at it?
Oh, wish I was. This is the third time I've read this page.
Well, you're not still on chapter one. Oh, Mum.
Oh, it's so tedious. Oh, and the clichés, you wouldn't believe. One a sentence. It hurts my eyes to read it.
Well, you chose it.
Well, I know. It's the last time I pandered to popular taste. I thought rubbish was supposed to be easier to read.
I never understood the logic of that.
No, well, I've learnt my lesson. And next time it's Middlemarch.
So, how did you and Brian get on at the schools?
Oh, really well. And we think we've found the ideal place. And of course, Rory will have to think so as well.
You'll take him to see it?
Yes, of course. He's got to like it. But I think he will.
So, when are you going?
Next week, probably. We've got to get on with it, you know.
Mum, you know, if you've changed your mind...
No, I haven't. I'm sure this is the best thing for him. It's just, well, it will be a big change for all of us.
Yes, it will.
And maybe not the only one.
What if Phoebe goes to South Africa?
Yes, and Brian still thinks that Hayley won't agree to it.
But you're not so sure?
No. Phoebe's so keen, and Kate thinks she's convinced Roy.
You think there'll be too much for Hayley? What does she say?
Oh, she's still trying to get her head round it, and I don't blame her.
Sounds like she's trying to come to terms with it to me.
We don't know, do we? So there's no point in speculating. It's not fair to anybody, especially Phoebe.
Well, Brian, no hard feelings. I hope the best woman won.
The best two women.
Yes. Thank you for your support, Annabelle. I was pleasantly surprised.
I think it's a good deal.
Good thing I brought it to your attention then, isn't it?
But you only won by one vote.
There were five of us. One will do. So, you'll go to the council and tell them we're prepared to vacate the site early?
Yeah, but don't forget the council's still got to set up their deal with the supermarket, Lillian.
I don't think there'll be any problems about that.
Well, we'll see, shan't we? Excuse me, I'd like to go and take a look at the site myself.
But nothing much will have changed since yesterday.
Maybe not. Bye, all.
Bye.
Bye, Brian. Ooh, dear, someone's in a bad mood.
I wouldn't say that.
Do I gather he was counting on your vote?
I really couldn't say.
Come on, Annabelle. He'd done a bit of canvassing beforehand, hadn't he?
I was with him at the meeting with the councillor.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
As another representative of the board, it was all perfectly legitimate.
Of course it was.
Naturally, we discussed it afterwards.
Naturally.
But I made it perfectly clear I would judge the matter on its merits. You made the better case.
Well, I'm glad you think so.
You've got a good coach, haven't you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, come on, Lillian. Matt's fingerprints are all over this deal.
I think people are allowed to talk things over with their partners, aren't they? Oh, sorry. Of course, you wouldn't know.
I'm not complaining. It's a good deal.
Matt will be pleased to hear you haven't quite gone over to the other side.
I always admired his business acumen. It was his business ethics I had a problem with.
If you say so. Might not quite be the way he remembers it.
No? Oh, I have some very fond memories of our time together. Pity it came to such a bad end.
Oh, don't worry. He's got me to keep him on the straight and narrow now. So we're all winners.
You should have seen his face when I said I could get him a seat next to Zofia. It was as if the gates of heaven had opened.
Oh, don't be so mean, Adam. The poor boy's obviously got it bad.
It'll be interesting to see if either of them succeeds with it.
A contest of romantic archetypes.
Jazza and Harry. What, the lout and the lover?
Well, it's not as simple as that. They both have recognisable wooing techniques.
I wouldn't call what Jazza does wooing.
No, a little rough and ready, maybe, but he's only trying to sweep Zofia off her feet.
Onto the nearest available flat surface.
He might have a softer side.
He's hiding it well.
And the same with Harry. You think it's all hearts and flowers and sweet words with him and...
I don't think he's tried the flowers yet.
Yeah, but underneath that polite exterior, he might be a bubbling cauldron of passion.
I think you should stop reading Mistress of the Paddocks, Mum. The style's rubbing off on you. Oh, sorry. Do you mind if I read this?
No, of course not.
Oh, well, well, well. Mm-hmm. Word does get round quickly. Now here's a moral dilemma for me.
Why? Who's it from?
Marek. Apparently Jazza wants to know if he can come on the trip to Felbersham Pottery. Well, of course he can.
Oh, Adam, no. No, you can't.
There's plenty of room, Mum.
You're not going to offer him a place, sure.
Are you suggesting I tell him a lie? I'm shocked.
Well, you told Harry he wasn't coming.
I didn't think he was. That wasn't a lie.
And you promised him a clear field with Zofia.
I said he could sit next to her. He still can.
What good's that going to do him if Jazza's coming?
Have a little faith in your boy.
Oh, I should have more faith in Zofia's good sense. Only girls can be so silly.
Well, you've got to admire Jazza's persistence, though, Mum. Doesn't that deserve some reward? Who am I to stand in the way of primeval male forces?
Jazza and Harry squabbling over a strawberry picker. It's hardly D.H. Lawrence.
You were the one with the archetypes.
If these two stags want to clash antlers...
Oh, Harry hasn't got any antlers.
He was a seething cauldron of passion a minute ago. I'm just giving him the opportunity to show it. Faint heart never won fair lady and all that.
You're just amusing yourself.
No, this confrontation might just be the spur Harry needs. Be an interesting experiment.
Oh.
Beats looking at old China, doesn't it?
Ben, Josh, that's lovely. Just what I wanted.
Really?
We weren't sure because you watched it already.
Not really. It was on Solid. I was asleep for most of it.
Yeah, that's what I told them.
It's great. Honestly, I couldn't have had better presents. That glamorous dressing gown.
Ah, well, Pip advised me on that too.
I knew you needed one for the summer. But it was Dad who sorted out the concert.
Yep. Well, they'll be playing our tune, won't they, love?
They certainly will. Very loud, I hope.
Do you think so? They must be really old now.
Like me, you mean?
You don't look a day older than the first time I saw you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm telling you, you're getting old. You need glasses. I don't have a problem with it if it means I carry on having treats like this every year. Lovely lion.
Well, it didn't kill me to do the milking.
Fantastic breakfast.
I'm glad you liked it.
Wonderful presents. Tick even came and gave me a big birthday lick this morning, didn't you, hey?
He does that to everyone.
Couldn't have been better.
He could, if we win at the three counties tomorrow.
Ah, now, Josh, we might not, you know?
I bet we will.
Yeah, well, don't jinx it.
I want to put it on my blog. It's the perfect ending.
We'll see. Let's just enjoy today, shall we?
And there's more to come, your big birthday meal.
Yeah, who's coming?
Granny and Kenton and Shula and Daniel and Alistair's going to try.
Not Freddie and Lily? I want to show Lily Tig.
I think they're busy, though.
But there'll be a big surprise for Mum.
Hey, I am being spoilt.
And your cards haven't come yet. Who knows what might be in them?
Money!
Morning, mate.
Jazza, what are you doing here?
Same as you expect. Waiting for the coach.
What, you're coming on the trip?
I am.
Why? You're not interested in pottery.
Why'd you say that?
You don't even use plates half the time. You just want to see Zofia.
Whatever, day.
Well, you got no chance there after what you did last week.
Aye, well, maybe it wasn't in my finest to her, but it was so boring.
What, all that murder and violence? Right up your street.
Wasn't much of a mystery, though, was it? We know who did it. I lost interest after that.
Oh, Jazza, Shakespeare wasn't trying to write it. Ah, oh, never mind. Don't know why I bother. I can talk to Zofia about it.
That was last week, pal. Water under the bridge.
Well, shows how much you know. Production like that, it's an experience that teaches you so much.
Aye, but never to go to the theatre again. Mind you, if it's culture the lassie wants, it's culture she'll get. Even if it does mean I've got to take an interest in a load of poncy China.
What do you know about China?
Well, more than I did. Heard of the internet.
Oh, what, you Googled pottery, did you?
Oh, I printed it off as well.
I can't believe it. You brought notes.
Harry, Jazza, I did not know you were coming on this trip too.
Oh, didn't Adam tell you I was?
Oh, yes, perhaps. It's nice you can both come.
It wasn't my idea.
I wouldn't have missed it for the world.
Oh, after last week?
Well, the theatre isn't really my thing.
Yes, we noticed it.
I'm more interested in the visual arts.
Well, pottery isn't an art, it's a craft.
How can you say that? What a philistine, eh, hen?
Well...
The visual arts are painting and sculpture...
I know the best china is hand-painted. I'm surprised you didn't know that.
Well, I did. I know more about China and pottery than you do.
Oh, really?
Oh, I see. It is your common passion.
Do you know where the first pottery was discovered? What's now the Czech Republic? Yeah, that's close to where you come from, isn't it, Zofia?
Oh, well, yes.
It was a naked female figure.
Oh, now I see why you're interested.
They called her the Venus Adore Versace.
You sure you've got that right? Isn't he a fashion designer?
Don't hear him black and white, pal. It's because you couldn't be bothered to do any research.
Well, the guide will tell us everything we need to know. Don't you think, Zofia?
Sorry?
I was just saying there's no point in cluttering up your mind with obscure facts.
Well, you'd know.
Excuse me, I need to find my friend Magda. I don't see her, and she did not feel very well last night, so...
Well, if she doesn't turn up, I'll keep you company.
So will I.
Well, that's very kind of you, but... I see her. Magda! Magda!
There you are.
What do you mean, there you are?
She was well impressed with that.
She wasn't listening.
I was just jealous you didn't think it.
Don't worry. I've done my own forward planning, you'll see.
Oh, the
post's come.
Yeah, on time for once.
Or maybe had to make a special delivery. Well, that's a lot of cards. Aren't they lovely?
They are. But shouldn't you be revising?
I'll go back when I've looked at these. Oh, Kenton and Jolene, eh?
Yeah, which explains why it isn't his usual jorky one.
Well, nice of him to send it. He's coming this afternoon.
I expect that was Jolene's idea too.
Oh, this is pretty.
From Usha. Yeah, she always makes a special effort with our birthdays being so close together.
So, what are you going to do now? Watch your new DVD?
Watch television in daylight?
Well, you are supposed to be having the day off.
I'd rather be out on the farm.
You're not so busy now, though. Haymaking done. Still weeks till harvest. Mm-hmm. The cows are drying off. If Dad can have some time to go to the show, you can put your feet up for a bit.
I'm sure I can still find something to do.
Be a good time for you and Dad to take a break. Maybe you could think about that next year.
Maybe. Have you and Spencer made any more plans for taking a holiday?
Yeah, well, we've made them. It's finding the money to pay for them that's the problem.
So you do need to get some work over the summer.
Yeah, if I can. Mum, are these all the cards you've had?
Yeah. Don't you think it's enough?
Oh, yeah. But there isn't one from Auntie Elizabeth.
No.
She didn't send you one.
Doesn't look like it.
Oh, Mum.
I was rather upset too.
Yeah, of course you were.
I know things are bad between her and your dad.
Yeah, but that's no reason to take it out on you.
I'm on his side.
Of course you are, but she must have expected that.
I don't know.
Not sending a card, it just seems so petty.
Yeah.
Not like Elizabeth at all.
Seems to be what she's like at the moment. I really don't want to quarrel with her.
None of us do. Dad didn't.
But, obviously, well, she doesn't feel the same way.
I'm glad I could sit next to you, Zofia.
A fix, that's what I call it.
Fixed by the driver?
No, I had Adam arrange it specially.
You're a snake in the grass.
Snake in the grass?
Yeah, forward planning.
Oh, you tease each other.
I asked Adam, Zofia. You see, I've been to Felpsham Potteries before.
It's a bit pointless you coming again then, isn't it?
No, you found it interesting.
Yeah, fascinating. It's one of the oldest established potteries in the country.
It's not as old as Stoke-on-Trent. That's actually called the Potteries.
Yeah, but we're not going there,
oh,
so...
Oh, I wish we were.
Really? Why?
Well, this is where Robbie Williams is coming from.
Does he? Well, that explains a lot.
I thought you would both know this.
I did.
You would. It's pottery I know about, Zofia. So you'd better sit next to me.
Well, why do not you sit together?
No,
it's no problem. I will move to be by my friend Magda.
Or Jazza could sit with her. He could tell her about pottery and I can tell you.
Well, she is still feeling a little sick. She lies on the seats at the back. And anyway, she's not very interested in pottery.
Oh, then...
Neither of us are.
You're no interested in pottery.
Oh dear, better tear up those notes then, Jazza.
At least I didn't waste money on a recce.
No, we go for the shopping. Oh, and to visit the cathedral.
Cathedral?
How fascinating. Now, is it church architecture or the choral music you're interested in?
Well...
Here we go.
Because if it's the music, I can tell you all about it. I was a chorister myself.
Surprise, surprise.
Hiya, gorgeous.
Oh, Spencer, good. You got the cake then?
Yes. Your gran had it ready for me, just like you said she would.
Good old gran.
I left it in the car, though. I wasn't sure where you wanted it.
We'll go in and find a good hiding place for it.
Oh, your mum's well out of the way?
Yep. I tried to get her to relax and put her feet up, but it was no use.
My mum's like that.
She's gone out to help Dad check on the lambs.
She'll probably enjoy that more than just sitting around.
Yeah. And it might help take her mind off things.
What things?
Elizabeth didn't send her a card.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Was your mum very upset?
Yeah, I think she was. She was trying to hide it.
Of course.
She didn't want to upset me.
Well, I can see that she wouldn't want you dragged into it.
But how can I not be? The question is, can I do anything about it?
Zofia's been a long time checking on her pal.
Probably wants a bit of peace and quiet away from you. I wish you'd stop butting in.
Why should I?
Well, because your tactics failed, hasn't it?
She doesn't want to know anything about pottery.
She certainly doesn't want to know about flying buttresses or plain song or any of the rubbish you were spouting either.
At least I know what I'm talking about. I didn't just look it up on the net.
But I might not know much about all this arty-farty stuff.
But you know what you like.
Aye, I do. And that's women.
And that makes you an expert?
I can read the signs, aye. Let the better player take a crack at goal.
This isn't a football match. I've got real feelings for this girl.
Oh, I saw that, pal. I saw that.
Not those kind of feelings. Oh, you're so...
Shut up. Here she comes. Zofia, how's your friend?
Well, this is what I come to tell you. She feels worse, and I think I should sit with her.
If she's feeling sick, she'd be much better sitting in the front. She can have my place.
That is so kind.
Oh, great idea. Magda, take your place, Harry, mate, and if she needs to stretch out, Zofia can sit with me.
Well, if that's the case, you can sit at the back too. We don't want the girls to be crushed up.
Oh, no, Jazza does not need to do that.
No, he doesn't.
I will sit at the front with Magda, and you boys can sit together. And then we will all be next to our friends. Yes?
I can't just do nothing.
It might be better than doing the wrong thing.
I've got to try and put this right.
I know you want to, but you could just make things worse.
They're getting worse already. First she fell out with Dad, then with Mum. It might be me next.
I don't think that's very likely.
Well, she didn't get back to me about the job.
Well, you haven't reminded her yet, have you?
I know, but this thing about Mum's card, I need to find out what she's thinking.
Maybe she doesn't know herself.
Exactly. She might have decided not to send the card when she was angry with Dad.
Yeah.
And she didn't really know how it would affect Mum.
Maybe.
If she realised how much it's hurt her...
But is it up to you to tell her? Shouldn't your Mum do that?
Well, she won't. I know Mum.
But how are you going to do it? You can't just go up there and blurt it out.
I don't need to. I was going to go anyway to find out what's happening about the job. I can do both things at once.
Is that a good idea? You don't want to jeopardise getting work there.
Look, I can't just ignore what's happened, though, can I?
I know.
I'll be tactful.
Right. So what are you going to say?
Well, I don't know yet, but I'll just play it by ear.
Nearly done now, Jem.
You missed a bit there, Dad.
Oh.
How are we getting on?
Bella's done now.
Doesn't she look good?
Yeah, she does.
Just need to give Jem a bit of a brush up.
Okay, so if I come back in 15 minutes to help you load them up?
Don't forget I'm videoing it for the blog, Mum.
I haven't, and I hope you haven't forgotten you've still got to go to school.
I'll come back to the house and fetch you, love. I want to wish Pip good luck for her exam, anyway.
Okay.
Mum. About we going to school?
No, Josh, we've had this conversation.
I just wish I could be there to see them win.
Oh, well, here goes.
Hi, Pip.
Hi. Sorry to disturb you so early. Is this a bad time?
No, it's fine. It's good to hear from you.
Only, I've got an exam this morning.
Oh, well, good luck. What is it?
Sustainable development of resources.
Good heavens, well, rather you than me. So how can I help?
I wondered if I could come and see you when it's over. Lunchtime-ish.
Of course you can. It'd be good to see you.
Oh, sorry, Adam. Do you need to make yourself some breakfast? Because I can clear this away.
No, it's I just came to fill my water bottle up. Out of work already?
Yeah, I'm expecting an email. Council said they'd let me know by the end of the week if their deal with the supermarket was going ahead.
Mm. You're optimistic, aren't you? No one will be in the office yet.
Oh, flexi time, they might be.
Oh, I suppose.
Anyway, Rory wanted to check something on the laptop for his homework, so I thought I might as well take a look.
Right. Has Mum taken him to the school bus?
Yeah, why? Did you want her?
No, not really.
She's pretty tired this morning, poor darling. She was up till all hours trying to read that darn book for the book club. And kept finding other things to do.
Oh, dear.
Fell asleep after reading the same page over and over.
She's really not doing very well with it, is she?
No.
And neither am I with this. Oh. Sitting here staring at the screen's not going to make them reply any quicker.
Well, I still think you're being optimistic. If you only gave them the go-ahead on Wednesday...
Well, they obviously had their side of it all in place before they even approached us.
You think so?
I'm sure, yeah. I mean, I'm just hoping the supermarket might have found somewhere better in the meantime. I can't believe we were the only iron they had in the fire.
You really don't think this is a good deal, do you?
No, I don't, no. Still, I've said my piece, can't do any more. So what are you up to this morning?
I'm going to check on the fruit pickers first, see if they got back safely from the trip yesterday.
Thought the pub crawl was next week.
If you mean our elegant cocktail hour at Jack's, yes it is.
So what was it yesterday?
A visit to Felpisham Potteries.
Well, they can't have gotten into much trouble there, surely. I mean, now, look, if it had been Felpisham Brewery... Well,
I hope not, but Harry and Jazza were going.
Ah, and, yes, the chase after the delectable Zofia.
I couldn't believe Jazza actually went to the Shakespeare last week as well.
Oh, he must have it bad.
Yeah.
Mind you, she has got the most mesmerising blue eyes. He's got good taste, Jazza, I'll give him that. In women, anyway.
And Harry seems all set to go and work in Poland.
Ah.
Anyway, neither of them seems to be getting anywhere with her.
Well, I'm not surprised. I'm sure she can do better. I mean, Jazza and Harry, not much of a contest, is it?
I'm hoping it didn't come to that. I don't want to find I've been landed with a bill for broken crockery.
Here you are. I thought I was never going to find you.
Well, I did text you I'll be over by the NFU stand.
I know, I just couldn't see you. It's very busy, isn't it?
Yeah. Looks like they're going to have a really successful weekend.
Good thing you decided to stay up for it then.
Yeah. So, did you manage to get the children off to school, okay?
Eventually.
Huh?
Though I had to stand and watch the school bus pull away to make sure Josh didn't jump off at the last minute.
Well, you can't blame him. He's put such a lot of effort into getting them ready.
I know. I just hope we're not going to let him down.
Fingers crossed.
How have you been getting on?
Well, I've been catching up with a few of our mates here.
From the NFU?
Yeah, and I got introduced to some blokes from Worcester. Interesting guys. And some of them are staying till Sunday, so...
So, you can do the rounds of all the bars here together.
We might find time for the odd pint.
And they can advise you on which are the best local ales.
Well, a bit more than that, I hope. I want to see if they'd be interested in setting up some regional forums.
Oh, that is a good idea. Pool your experience.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, one of these chaps had a really interesting line on the benefits of zero grazing. I hate the idea, but there's always something you can glean, even from a system you wouldn't touch with a barge pole.
Sounds like you've had a very productive morning already.
Well, it's good to get away. Gives you a different perspective on things.
Well, that was the idea.
Yeah, and not just on farming, Ruth. I am so sorry that Elizabeth didn't send you a birthday card.
Oh, forget it. I have.
Really? Because if I thought that had spoilt your birthday...
Of course it didn't. I had a lovely day yesterday, and we're going to have a lovely day today.
I hope so.
We are. So forget Elizabeth and tell me where the good exhibits are. I've got time to do some catching up before we go into the ring.
Ah, thought you might be in here. Is that the email?
From the council, yeah. It's all systems go.
Ah. So you were right. They did have everything in place then.
Oh, well, I suppose I'd better ring the other board members and tell them.
Oh, they'll be pleased.
Yeah. Well, I just hope we can vacate the site in time, that's all.
I'm sure you'll manage it.
We'll see. Mid-November, or we pay a substantial penalty. And the irony is, it'll be all down to me to keep things rolling. I'm going to have no free time at all for the next 6 months.
Well, look on the bright side, Brian. You like a project.
Oh, thanks.
You do. You get bored otherwise.
Anyway, how are things up at Sex and the Strawberries?
You make it sound like Mum's Bonk Buster.
Much more interesting, I'm sure.
Well, no, not really.
No pistols at dawn in the polytunnels?
Not yet. Zofia spent most of the trip looking after a sick friend.
Oh.
Come in.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Is it still all right?
Yes, of course. Come in, do. How is the exam?
Yeah, not too bad. I think I did all right.
Oh, I'm sure you did. Now, do you want a coffee? Or would you like to go down to the orangery and get some lunch? You must be starving.
No, I'm all right. Don't want to take up too much of your time.
Oh, Pip, don't worry about that. So, how can I help?
Well, the thing is... Well, Spencer and I, we've decided we'd like to go on holiday. Early September, perhaps.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. And so, anyway, you see, I do need to save up the money for it, so if I can't get a job here, I need to find something else.
I don't understand. Why would you think you wouldn't be able to work here?
You did say you'd talk to Lorna about it and she'd get in touch with me, but...
Oh, heavens, I did, didn't I?
And she hasn't got back to me, so
Pip. Oh, I'm so sorry. It completely slipped my mind.
Really?
Yeah, well, in my head it was all set up. I forgot there was something I needed to do about it.
I see.
You should have said something before.
I didn't like to, in case... Well, I thought you might have found someone else.
No, we love having you here. Lorna thinks you're one of her best workers.
It's nice to know.
Well, I'll ring her. We'll sort this out right away.
If you're sure.
Of course. I can't believe I did that. Now, I'll ring her now and you go and see her and we'll get this all fixed.
Oh, well, we tried.
You looked very beautiful, Bella. And you, Jem. The judges needed glasses.
Come on, love, it was a very strong field.
I know that, but...
No, there's no shame in not getting a prize when there's such a high standard.
It's still disappointing, though.
Yeah, well, we gave it our best shot.
Josh certainly did.
I know.
He had his heart set on us getting a rosette. I'm not looking forward to telling him.
Well, we promised we would, though. There's no point in putting it off.
Let's go out of the ring at least.
Yeah, all right. But there's no point in waiting after that. You just text us.
I suppose we'd better text Pip too.
Yeah, she'll want to know. And we can ask her how she got on in her exam.
Yeah. Now that really is important.
Pip! Oh, good. That didn't take long.
No, it didn't.
So, how did you get on?
Yeah, fine. Lorna was really helpful.
I told you she would be. I hope you explained it was all my fault.
I said that you'd meant to tell her.
Very tactfully put.
It wasn't a problem. Actually, she was just about to get in touch with me anyway.
I told you. She really rates you.
I was just pleased she'd still got room for me.
So you fixed up your shifts and everything?
Yep, we did a rough timetable.
Good. All's well that ends well then.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry about the mix-up.
It's all right, honestly. Thank you for giving me a job.
Any time, you know that.
I thought I did, but... Look, there's something I've got to... Oh, sorry.
Do read that, don't mind me.
Thanks. Oh, it's from Mum and Dad.
Oh, right.
They're showing a cow and calf at the Three Counties.
Are they?
Oh, they haven't won, though.
That's a shame.
Yeah. It was Mum's birthday yesterday. It would have been like an extra present.
Yes. Well, I hope she had a nice day anyway.
She did. Except, well, she didn't get a card from you. She was a bit upset about that.
I'm so forgetful these days. I look at this thing with you and Lorna.
You've never forgotten before.
No.
You really did it on purpose.
Not exactly, Pip. I couldn't send her one. There are reasons. It's difficult to explain.
I know you've fallen out with Dad, but that's not Mum's fault.
I know. I wish it didn't have to be like this.
Well, then does it?
Yes. This thing with your father, it goes deep, very deep.
It must do.
I'm sorry. I really am.
Well, Mum was sorry too. I just thought you should know.
What do you love about the Archers? Leave your memories at bbc.co.uk/archers.